1962, the Soviet government built this memorial, this monument. But this monument was built not to commemorate the Jews, they said the victims of the fascism.
Oh.
Only in 1989, after the independence of Lithuania, the Jewish community asked the local authorities to put the signs, the inscriptions in Yiddish and in Hebrew, that the main victims here were Jews. And now we can go to the place where, and you will see a large green plot, a large green land where the victims of the Germans, their bodies lie here. The most of the victims were shot here because they were the large pits. On the fort, because you see only this part of the fort that is higher,
above the ground.
Yes, but this is the tunnels of the fort in the ground. The fort? The beginning was 1901, and the end of the monument was 1918. Who put these signs up? Lithuania? And on one of the photos in Yiddish is written Eden Mentnikon. In 1941, I told you in Slobodka, in 1941 on the 5th and 26th of June, the first day or in the beginning of the war, the first pogrom in Slobodka took place, and 1,000 people, among them Rabbi Osovsky, the famous rabbi of Slobodka, and his two sons were killed in 2 days and one night. And on Ariogala Street 10, they found in a room three bodies, two dead bodies of, this was a family of Akiva Purher, his wife Hanna Purher and his son Pinkos were dead. He was alive, but he was wounded. And he take his blood and write on the wall, Eden, named Nikoli. It's in English. Jews take revenge. And when the Jews, after the pogrom, they came in the room, they took him, Akiva Purher, to the Jewish hospital. But on the next day, he died. And one of the photographs of the ghetto, he took a photo, and now the photo you can find in every book about the Kovno ghetto, the Holocaust Museum in Washington, and in one place in Israel. I don't remember the name of the kibbutz, but this is the kibbutz. Yes, you can find the photo, and the same photo is in this museum too.
But the pogrom was by the Lithuanians.
Yes, the pogrom is by the Lithuanians. And here in Kovno ghetto was an engineer from the professor, from his profession, Kadyushin. And Kadyushin in 4 years made a lot of photos about Kovno ghetto. And now you can find the ghetto, I told you, in the museums, in Yad Vashem, in Holocaust Museum, and in the kibbutz. But I think it's only one ghetto of all over the world that we have a lot of photos, thanks to Kadyushin. Because Kadyushin's his hobby was to take photos before the war. He has cameras, he had cameras, he had the materials. Of course it was forbidden to take.